I thought you were going to go get that stuff today.
All right, we have court speak up.
Yes.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Judge Jones. The time is 9:30. Today is Thursday, October the 15th, 2020. This is the docket for Houston, Texas. Next on this morning's docket, we have case number 18-60018, Garden Oaks Maintenance Organization, Inc. Let me take first the appearances of those folks who are on GoToMeeting. Mr. Lambright, good morning. Do you wish to make an appearance?
Yes, Your Honor.
If you would, go ahead, please.
Your Honor, my name is Casey Lambright, L-A-M-B-R-I-G-H-T. I am the moving attorney, and this deals with claim number 125, Ralph Gardner, Golden Pops.
Right, Mr. Lambright, if we could, that's, so when I ask for appearance, I would like for you to tell me who you represent so that there is no confusion.
This motion hearing,
not this motion. I want to say my name is Casey Lambright. I am appearing on behalf of blank. That's what I want to hear.
I am Casey Lambright. I am appearing today on behalf of Ralph L. Gardner, Golden Props, LLC.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Patterson, do you wish to make an appearance?
Yes, Your Honor. Johnny Patterson here on behalf of Mr. Williams, the Chapter 7 trustee.
All right. Thank you. Mr. McKee, do you wish to make an appearance?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm also here on behalf of Golden Props, LLC, and Ralph Gardner.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Singh, do you wish to make an appearance?
No, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. Mr. Williams, I see you there. Do you wish to make an appearance today?
Your Honor, Randy Williams, Chapter 7 trustee.
All right, thank you. Are there any parties who are just on the telephone that wish to make an appearance? All right, Mr. Lambright, your motion.
Your Honor, this is in follow-up to a response to the trustee's objection to claims. We did file a response to that on behalf of a number of claimants. Unfortunately, in our original document, we had Ralph Gardner, who in his, rather than Ralph Gardner and Golden Props LLC, because that was how I think that it was signed. He was signed as managing member of Golden Props LLC on our retainer agreement. That was actually questioned at the first hearing, Mr. Garner, which claim he had prior. The court, as you know, reset the hearing and said, please put together a list to get it to everyone so everybody knows which claimants are actually responding. We did that in two different documents. Document number 185 and document 197-8 prior to the hearing on the trustee's omnibus objection, and both times listing claim number 125, Ralph L. Garner and Golden Props LLC, not only prior to the hearing, but it also was brought up and discussed at the hearing, wherein this court made an order that the people that made an appearance should be excluded. Unfortunately, the order was not ever circulated to our office by anyone and was filed with this court without our review and or ability to ensure that Golden Props, the claim number 125, was included therein. We asked Mr. Patterson about the order and found out the order had been entered, requested that it be amended to include Golden Props, which was on the list prior to the hearing and made an appearance at the hearing, and we're basically told that we needed to file a motion for that, to that effect, and bring it before Your Honor's attention, and that is what we're here to do today, and we can put on evidence if the court wishes to hear evidence.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Patterson, do you want to respond?
Yes, Your Honor, just a brief couple of things. Mr. Lambright keeps talking about the hearing. Well, there was two hearings. There was a default hearing, and there was a merits hearing. And I guess the frustrating part for the trustee and for me is the default hearing was July the 29th. The response on file by Mr. Lambright nowhere lists Golden Properties as a client, as a respondent, as anyone. He does list Ralph Gardner as a respondent, or as his client appearing in response. I inquired of Mr. Lambright. I made a statement at the hearing. I don't know, and I can't locate, and I can't identify a Mr. Gardner as having filed a claim. I put that on the record. I talked to Mr. Lambright after the July 29th hearing. On that same day, immediately after the hearing, I said, I can't identify Mr. Gardner as having filed a claim. In fact, he hasn't filed a claim, and he's never filed a claim. Who has filed a claim is Golden Properties, the entity. It's an LLC. They never appeared. And after the 729 hearing, and after my request, and after reviewing the docket again, the trustee couldn't identify a claim by Ralph Gardner. And the order was submitted. I didn't get any information about Mr. Gardner until 2 days before the merits hearing, which was August the 13th. On August the 11th, I get an email identifying Mr. Gardner as having filed proof of claim 125. 125 is not Mr. Gardner's proof of claim. 125 is Golden Properties' proof of claim. So, finally, Mr. Lambright has continued to say, well, Mr. has tried to utilize it. They continue to say that Mr. Gardner has filed a claim, but he's filed it or Golden Properties, or some version of that. Mr. Lambright has never said, look, we just screwed up, right? We screwed up, and we put Ralph Gardner, and we should have put Golden Properties. That's different. That's Rule 60. The trustee is not here trying to trick anyone out of their claim. But the trustee looked for Ralph Gardner, couldn't identify Ralph Gardner, asked about Ralph Gardner, and now Mr. Lambright wants to say that the trustee should have done something, and I guess that's the frustrating part. So we're here. The facts are that Ralph Gardner made the appearance. Ralph Gardner never filed a claim. Golden Properties did, and how the court wants to address it, the trustee's willing to go with the court.
Mr. Lambright.
Your Honor, an extremely brief response. I believe that's exactly what we did, in fact, say that not having the inclusion of Golden Properties was, in fact, a mistake. It was. However, if you look at claim number 125, it says, who is the current creditor? And under name of the creditor, it says Golden Props, LLC. Other names the creditor used with the debtor is Ralph L. Garner on the claim itself.
Okay. So let me give you a reaction. And I listened to your words very closely. And in your opening remarks, you went to great lengths to say that the trustee had not done something that he should have done. Not once in your opening remarks did you say, Judge, I made a mistake. My client shouldn't be punished for my mistake. That's the way that a lawyer who is acknowledging responsibility would tend to act. Not blame everyone else that they possibly could. I find that to be insulting. I find it to be a refusal to accept responsibility. So if you would like to start over, perhaps offer an apology, understand the oath that you took as a lawyer when you said under oath that you would demean yourself to your client, which means you acknowledge when you're human. It means you acknowledge when you make a mistake. You don't simply look for someone else to blame. Because I have a lot of discretion with respect to this matter, and if you would like for me to make a point as to what it means to be a completely transparent and honest lawyer, I am prepared to do so. I went out of my way to craft a remedy that I thought was right. That remedy lied in equity. I did it because I had two lawyers that got on the phone that made an equitable argument and were completely transparent and forthright. One of those two lawyers was not you. So would you like to take a step back and perhaps take a different approach with respect to this matter?
Absolutely, Your Honor. And I do apologize not only to the court, but to Mr. Patterson and to Mr. Williams.
I would like to hear that. Not I would like to apologize. I want to hear that apology and an acknowledgement that what you did was incredibly inappropriate.
Your Honor,
Mr. Williams, Mr. Patterson.
Mr. Williams and Mr. Patterson, I do humbly apologize for the way that I have stated this and or brought this and or in any way disparaged y'all or how y'all have responded to this. This was indeed a lack of attention to detail by my law firm in including both Mr. Gardner and Golden Props. And in addition, to the extent that any actions that me or anyone in my firm, because I take responsibility for everyone in this firm, has done to that effect, I take responsibility for, and I do humbly apologize. This was indeed an oversight by our firm not to include both Ralph L. Garner and Golden Props, which are on claim 125. With all due respect to the court, I would ask the court to not exclude and or punish Mr. Gardner or Golden Props due to the oversight that was done in filing our original response to the trustee's objection and not having that clear from the start that they were indeed one of the people we were filing on behalf of.
All right. So I know you didn't mean it, but I appreciate the fact that you went through the motion on behalf of your client. Mr. Patterson, I have gone back and I've listened to both hearings. I have concluded that it would work an injustice to whoever it is that owns the claim of 125 because of arrogance and just quite frankly not understanding what ought to be done. What I'm going to ask you to do is to prepare a simple order that the trustee can use in his TFR that will keep him in good stead with the U.S. Trustee's office, run it by Mr. Lambright, have him sign off as to both form and content, and then I will sign it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else, gentlemen, we need to do today?
Your Honor, this is Sean McKee. As a partner in this firm, I would also like to extend my apology to Mr. Williams and Mr. Patterson. I was the one who drafted this document originally, and it was my personal mistake that caused this to begin with, and I should have been more upfront and forthright about it, and I do apologize.
No, thank you. I appreciate your saying that. Look, we're all human beings. We all make mistakes. I make them every day, and I own every single one I make, and I live with the consequences of those mistakes. Just because we have a law degree doesn't mean we're always right and it's someone else's fault. We have to accept responsibility for what we do. It's the only way the profession survives. So, Mr. Patterson, if you just let Mr. Alonzo know once that order has been uploaded, happy to sign it, and I'll get it on the docket. I know that you've got a fee application pending. Is that, I just saw it, I didn't read it. Is that your first and final or second and final? First and final.
No, that's my Chapter 11.
Oh, that's just the 11. Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you think remains to be done in the 7?
I talked to Mr. Williams about this yesterday. There's about a dozen claims, miscellaneous type objections that need to be done.
Okay.
There is an adversary that's still pending that was brought by the committee that needs to be, the injunction needs to be vacated and the case needs to be dismissed. And then I think that Mr. Williams will then be ready to kind of do his administrative payment of claims and those kind of things. To wrap it up.
All right. I just, you know, I know that the process takes a while, but I, you know, let's all work to try and get folks some money. I'm sure they can use it. You know, they'll all have tax bills coming up beginning of the year. So to the extent that we can move things along, if you need hearing dates, please let Mr. Alonzo know, and let's go ahead and work toward a closure if we could.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else from anyone? All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll be adjourned.
Thank you.